This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, well, it started online. Outrage ensued. Rumors started on Twitter that Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was living for free in military housing. So they began, you know, laughing and joking, demanding she be kicked out. This was this white trash thing to do. She'd just moved in for free, can't get her to move out. We need to force her to move off the military base where she's staying. So the Washington Post goes and checks it out. See if she's, you know, she really staying on the military base. Finds out she is and publishes her address. Again. Just to make sure that all of the terrorist groups, cartel groups and everything know, and, you know, deranged liberals know where to find her. She's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Well, it turns out that the reason she was living in military housing was she had had to abandon her DC apartment, which she's still locked into a lease on, still paying the money, you know, paying the rent for, after doxing on the dark web and on a lot of these sites where they, you know, give addresses of ICE, you know, officers, agents. Yeah. What happened was back in April, the UK Daily Mail also published her address, said this is the, you know, apartment she lives in. Her apartment's nothing special. Why that was necessary, I have no idea. Well, after it happened, the death threats started rolling in from, get this, terrorist groups, cartel members, and deranged lunatic leftists, all of whom wanted to kill her, some of whom, quite frankly, have the means to do it. So what did they do? I said, well, I mean, this was a deliberate decision of the Trump administration saying, like, no, we're not letting these people get the Department of Homeland Security head. That would be a real victory. That'd be a trophy, right? No matter how many times Democrats dox her and try to help them hunt her down. And so they moved her to the military facility where, yes, she wasn't paying rent, but understand this is not a, you know, deadbeat living off the people. She's still paying rent at her apartment where she can't live because the left keeps doxing her.
Yeah, so send them the bill.
That's what I say. Well, outraged members of Congress, Democrats, all, want her kicked out. Noem's new digs on the Potomac River are fit for royalty, they say, at least a top Navy admiral, which the housing is normally reserved for. In fact, she was living there, riled some Democrat lawmakers, including Senator Chris Murphy, who serves on the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security. Murphy told the Post the building is not a vanity residence and accused Noem of essentially taking that property from the military. No, that was a decision made by the Trump administration to keep her alive. But he wants her kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can get to her.
Well,
you get to her, hurt her, kill her, guess what? The next nominee, it's going to be hard to get a lot of people to want to do that job. Yeah. If you've got a family, are you going to do that job? No, Democrats know that. They know it. Wow, okay. If I take that job, every member of my family is going to have to live on a military base and not leave for fear of their lives and fear of Democrats and cartel members, but then I repeat myself because they're the same people? Yeah, pretty much. You got grown children? Yeah. Forget the job. Forget the career. Forget being able to run around. Cartel, go after them. They're all going to have to move on to the military base. Terror groups will go after them. And then deranged Democrats will go after them too. Throwing, I don't know, bricks? Or maybe there'll be the ambush in the parking lot like we've already seen, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So these are real threats. I mean, they've made good on them. Well, you had that Antifa-linked group. Remember, what was it? Six of them were picked up for trying to murder ICE agents. Unfortunately, they're not good shots and didn't spend a lot of time on the range, or we'd be in a world of hurt right now. But they'll do it again. We've already seen they will do it. These aren't idle threats. This has already happened. We've had multiple attempts to murder on these poor agents using different means. So keeping Kristi Noem alive is a national security priority.
Yeah, as you would expect with someone who's a part of the administration, yeah.
Yeah. Trisha McLaughlin, spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, said this to the Washington Post after they again doxed her by printing her exact location where she's living on the military base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The media, here's what she said. This is truly sick, Washington Post. The media doxed, and that means for those of you who aren't hip to the street, you don't have 15-year-olds living in your house. That means publish their address online, let everyone know where they live. The media doxed Secretary Noem's precise apartment location as she faces daily death threats, including from terrorist organizations, cartels, and criminal rings that Department of Homeland Security targets, she said. Due to the increased threats and safety concerns, she's been forced to temporarily stay in secure military housing. As the Department of Homeland Security officers Noem leads face a 1,000% increase in assaults against them, the Washington Post chooses to again publish where she lives, a revealing lack of basic humanity for another person's safety.
Well, I guess Democrat, liberal, progressive, secularist should be thankful that right-wing media doesn't do what they do, and they don't reveal the addresses of all the members of Congress and just stick that out there, which, I mean, that's available at some point if you really wanted to dig and find out.
Right. But you don't go like
you don't make it
whistle.
Easy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, thankfully that although this some may disagree with this, at least Republicans and conservatives are turning the other cheek, so to speak.
Yeah, no, this is not something our media would never do. And if our media did do it, they would be absolutely outraged.
Well, I mean, this is similar to the whole outrage that we have from Gavin Newsom and others complaining about the legal redistricting of certain congressional districts because of the failure of the U.S. Census Bureau to accurately, portray the total number of people there and who are citizens as opposed to just simply residents and living here illegally. But, you know, then they turn right around and say, Republicans shouldn't do this, so we're going to do it, because that's what Gavin Newsom is saying. And that's what, you know, Beto O'Rourke was saying as well.
Yeah.
So this is wrong, and we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah. Texter reminds me, and I had forgotten this, the guy who killed Ashley Babbitt, you know, the Capitol Police officer, lived on a military base for 6 months after that for his protection from the right wing.
Yeah. And nobody revealed his address, I don't think.
No. That was
not, fine. Not that we should, you know, I mean.
We shouldn't do it anyway. We shouldn't do it to Democrats.
There should be certainly legal investigations into that, which there was, but, you know, certainly there should not be some, you know, some type of vigilante justice, as these people are suggesting.
And look, I mean, this is tongue-in-cheek stuff. These Democrats know they're trying to get her kicked out of military housing so that, honestly, she can be intimidated, mm-hmm, so that she can, you know, have, what, concrete blocks thrown at her from the parking lot and be shot at by Antifa. Isn't that what the Democrats do?
And just like you were saying, this is also to impede any other potential folks from wanting to be involved with the Trump administration in the future.
Yeah, and look at the timing of this, okay? I mean, we've just had 100 – by Friday, it was up to 110,000 applications for the first 10,000 job openings with ICE. It's going to be 75,000 total, but they've opened 10. This is their first tranche of hiring. 110,000 applications, right? Democrats see that, and they're in a panic. Their, you know, determination to stop this by assassinating – and supporting groups that are assassinating or trying to assassinate these agents. They figured, well, that'll intimidate people. No one will show up. People are showing up. Nothing would put the kibosh on that hiring like the Department of Homeland Security being targeted potentially fatally. And that's why they're trying to eject her from the military base so that their minions can get her one way or another. Sends a message, hey, you know what? You might not want to sign up for ICE. This could happen to your family. Maybe want to, you know, withdraw your application. It's not going to work. It's desperate, but it's what they're doing. And it shows you just kind of the new low. This is Civil War stuff. And the fact that the head of the Department of Homeland Security has to hide on a military base on U.S. soil. Think about that, Lee.
Yeah. Plus, you got Democrats who are trying to discourage people from taking a government job.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. Unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.